Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, everybody in the Busted Open Nation, and welcome to the third episode of Busted Open After Dark with me, Uncle Bully Ray. Today on the podcast, MJF and Adam Cole doing some good old-fashioned sports entertainment, banging out 315 like it's nothing, having a really solid match, and then a birthday celebration. But can MJF and Adam Cole, baby, get along? We're going to talk about it. Also, Don Callis, thermonuclear heat. But does he have as much heat as Dominic Mysterio? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to the nation. We're going to talk about everything from Dynamite when Busted Open After Dark starts right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Don Callis, MJF, and Adam Cole. Those are the three names that really stuck out to me tonight. And I couldn't decide what I really wanted to lead with, but I think I'm leading off with MJF, Adam Cole. Despite a very good main event between Wheeler Yuta and Kenny Omega, I think sports entertainment trumped pro wrestling tonight on Dynamite. Lots of really good to great sports entertainment. And I was hella entertained by MJF and Adam Cole. I loved the stuff in the gym. MJF benching 315 for like 5 reps. Amazing. If you guys watch the American Gladiators special on 30 for 30 by on ESPN, Apache Dan Carr once taught me that a man never truly owns the weight unless you can do that weight 3 times. Well, MJF did 315 for 5 like it was nothing. And then Adam Cole gets underneath the bench and he bangs out 315 like it's nothing. Now, a little smoke and mirrors there. Camera trickery and use of angles. Yep, absolutely. Because I don't think Adam Cole, baby, is throwing up 315 for reps, but I don't care. And I thought about some of the critiques that I've had about Moxley in the past when I saw some of the smoke and mirrors that they used for Adam Cole benching 315. Sometimes we see Mox doing things that we shouldn't really see him doing in the ring. Tonight, with the use of the camera angles, we were made to believe that Adam Cole could actually bench 315. So that was a great use of a little tomfoolery, a little trickery, some good camera angles, and some smoke and mirrors. I'm not going to give away how it was done, but great job. I love the fact that they were having a blast in the gym. I don't know how Tommy Dreamer got to Canada so quickly. Obviously, Tommy was in the gym with Adam Cole and MJF. I mean, you saw him right there. I think he was wearing a white t-shirt, the beard, the whole nine yards. Tommy working real hard to drop some weight. So good for you, Tommy. Two thumbs up from your ex-best friend, Bully. Then we get to the match. The match was just, it was fine for what it was. I liked how Adam Cole got the win by himself. I would have liked to have seen the double clothesline from MJF and Adam Cole, but hopefully that comes into play later on in the tournament. And then we get to the sports entertainment part, which was the birthday party afterwards. These guys are playing so well. MJF and Adam Cole playing so well off of one another. The highest praise that I can give to this segment is that, in my opinion, it was WWE television worthy. And I'm not comparing AEW to WWE. It's just like, if you go back and you remember things like The List with Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens and how entertaining that relationship was, that's what I'm getting from MJF and Adam Cole. The birthday cake, the streamers, the sincerity, they almost, there was almost a point there where Adam Cole was backing off a little bit from the celebration, where I was like, oh my God, I hope the people don't turn on him, because he was being a buzzkill for like just a second. But in the end, the people loved it. I loved it. I'd love to hear your feedback also, what you thought of that segment. And do you think Adam Cole and MJF will win the tournament? And with MJF and this making friends with people or trying to make friends with people only for him to screw everybody else over, do you feel like we've been there before with MJF a couple of times? What direction do you want to see them go in? Another aspect of the MJF Adam Cole story that I enjoyed from tonight, and mind you, what word did I just use? Story. Some good seeds planted tonight for some good stories. And that's one of the things that I feel AEW lacks, is cohesive week-to-week storytelling. And I know the AEW diehards think that AEW does storytelling, but if you want to know what I mean by storytelling, all you have to do is look to Friday Night SmackDown and look at what the Bloodline have been doing for 2.5 to 3 years. That is storytelling. I'm not saying that AEW needs to have a story or stories that last that long, but that's drama. That's fighting opera. That's pro wrestling and sports entertainment coming together as one when great characters crash into great storytelling. I love the part with Roderick Strong, where Roderick is now second guessing his friendship with Adam Cole, because Adam Cole is getting along with MJF. And I think this could be one of the best things to happen to Roderick Strong. As you guys know, I wasn't a huge fan of how Roderick Strong debuted in AEW. I'm not a huge fan of how he's been used so far, but I also felt the same way about Jay White and Juice Robinson. And I've definitely seen Jay White and Juice Robinson take plenty of steps forward in the past couple of weeks, over the past month, maybe 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm hoping that they can fit Roderick Strong into this story where people can finally get emotionally invested in him. Because I don't think any company, whether that was Ring of Honor or NXT or now with AEW, I don't think fans have ever truly gotten emotionally invested in Roderick Strong. Yes, he's a great wrestler. Yes, the whole spirit of the fight. Yes, he's a stiff prick and he lays his stuff in. I get it. You react to his athletic ability and his wrestling ability. But now it's time to react to Roderick Strong with some emotion about the person Roderick Strong. And if he gets caught up in this whole Adam Cole and MJF situation. Yeah. So I was almost going to do a good, the bad, and the ugly tonight on AEW, but I wanted to really point out the things that I enjoyed about the show. And the thing that kept coming back to me are the stories and the seeds that were planted, especially, like I said, the one with Don Callis and Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho used one word tonight, and I'm not going to get into the whole Jericho thing now, because once I take a break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to take calls, because I want to get to as many people as possible, because I appreciate you guys calling in. But Jericho had people hanging on one word tonight, and that word was maybe. Callis is asking him, do you want to be a, you know, part of my family? Do you want to be a part of my crew? And Jericho is just like, maybe. Just that alone is enough to make me want to tune in next week to see if Jericho has an answer. These are the little stories that turn into bigger stories that hopefully will benefit AEW. Because listen, perception and reality, perception wise, the AEW fan base has everybody thinking that, you know, the company is doing so great. It's awesome. They can do no wrong. Reality wise is, they got a lot of TV right now. They have a lot of shows, and they're struggling to get new eyes on their product. Their own fan base alone doesn't stay ultra loyal every week. So maybe these little stories lead to bigger stories and we get more eyes on the product for AEW, because tonight, like I said, very, very sports entertainment heavy. And that seems to be working right now, especially for the WWE.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store, Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code busted50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Props to Eddie Kingston. Congratulations, Eddie Kingston. Eddie knows that this is a business, and Eddie knows that this business is all about making money. He's known that for a long time, whether he's worked on the indies, which he'd done the majority of his career, and now in AEW. But even though it's a business, we all have things that we want to accomplish, whether that's working in Japan, working in Madison Square Garden, working at WrestleMania. All things, all dreams that I had in this business, and I would, you know, blessed to be able to achieve them. Eddie is now your new Japan, I think it's called Open Strong, Open Champion. He beat Kenta for it, and I know it was a big deal for Eddie to go to Japan and win a championship. I said last week on Busted Open that I do not believe that Eddie Kingston needs a championship in AEW. This is technically not AEW. It's New Japan. And saying that Eddie does not need a championship is a compliment, is a huge compliment. I don't know if you guys fully can grasp or understand that. For those of you who do, thumbs up. But congratulations to Eddie on going to Japan and chasing a dream and achieving it. Also want to give props and a shout out to Bully Ray, who this past weekend at the ECW Arena absolutely destroyed and decimated Matt Cardona by putting him through a flaming table and then taking him and carrying him out of the ECW Arena and throwing him into the street, throwing him onto the street at the corner of Swanson and Rittner in South Philadelphia, as the entire ECW Arena followed me out and chanted, "Na na na na, na 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 na, hey, 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 F you, Cardona." So yeah, shout out to Bully Ray. It was hot. That table was ablaze. The fire was high. And speaking of fire and speaking of heat, brings me to my next topic. Don Callis. Oof! Did you hear the boos tonight? Edmonton, right? They were in Edmonton. Right, Andre? Edmonton. Yes, was booing. All right, don't try to get your shit in, Andre. Edmonton was booing. Booing Don Callis out of the building. Edmonton giving Don Callis the Dom Mysterio treatment. Compliment to Don Callis. Don Callis is very good at what he does because Don Callis knows his role. One of the things that Don didn't do tonight that shows how good of a veteran he is he never played to the crowd. Not once when that crowd was booing did Don Callis tell them to shut up or really go out of his way to acknowledge them. And in not acknowledging them, they booed even louder. Mega, mega heat for Don Callis tonight. And I think I said it on Busted Open. There are only two, well, not counting myself, because I'm the best heel in the business right now, period. You guys have no idea how good I really am at what I do. But there are two, but Don Callis and Dominic Mysterio are legitimate heels. There is nobody cheering in the crowd for Don Callis. There is nobody cheering in the crowd for Dominic Mysterio. And when I talk about heels and baby faces being loved and hated, my two best examples right now, as far as heels are concerned, are Dom Mysterio and Don Callis. It's to the point where you don't care who punches Don Callis in the mouth, as long as somebody punches Don Callis in the mouth. That is real heat. That is genuine heat. That goes beyond hatred. It goes to sheer disdain for Don. And there's no piping in of crowd noise. Zero. So let's get rid of that. Maybe WWE sweetens the pot with the levels of the volume because the booing is so loud for Dom. Because you got to remember, you got 10,000 people on an average Monday night booing Dom, and you have about, let's call it 5,000 people booing Don Callis. So an extra 5,000 people booing might throw the audio levels off, so they have to play with the audio. And I think that's why people think they're piping in noise, and they're just not. So I do have a question for you guys. Don Callis or Dominic Mysterio, who do you hate more and why? Now, I know we got a bunch of people on hold who want to talk about MJF and Adam Cole, but I'm going to jump right out to you right now because I know you're listening and I want to hear what your opinion is on Don and Dom. So I'm going to go down to Charlotte and we're going to get Matt on the line. Matt, welcome to Busted Open After Dark. So I just threw a question out there. Dominic Mysterio or Don Callis? Who do you hate more and why?
Well, it's Don Callis. The reason being, I mean, did you hear that crowd tonight? That crowd, you said it in the break, in your kind of intro to the question, you know, he did not play to the crowd. Dom does. Dom looks around. He gets frustrated. Don Callis didn't. He was looking Jericho straight in the eyes and let him have it. That heat was real, and it wasn't garnered in a way. Does that make sense?
You're saying that you feel like Dom Mysterio might chase the boo, not chase the hug, but chase the boo a little bit?
Maybe depending on the crowd, but maybe like exit on, like I know I'm going to get this heat, so I want to make it loud for TV.
Okay. So why do you hate...
Not for himself, for TV.
But why do you hate Don Callis more?
It's the turn.
Okay.
The turn on Kenny.
That's fair enough. That's a great answer.
Yeah, it's the turn on Kenny. And I think that him trying to recruit Chris Jericho is a really fun idea. And my big takeaway from the show tonight was I'm more a WWE guy than an AEW guy, and I'll admit that fully. But if – I don't know how to put this. I think tonight's show was a great – you said earlier a question mark. There was question marks all over the board. There was the maybe. There was the I don't know what's going on with MJF and Cole. I don't know what happened with Kenny and Yuta at the end. Like that, all of that makes me want to watch next week. They absolutely sold me. I'm watching at 8 o'clock next Wednesday.
Hey, there you go, man. I mean, stop the presses. Hell has frozen over. A WWE fan has admitted that they liked AEW a little bit better tonight. And listen, Matt, thank you very much for the phone call, by the way. Thanks for listening to Busted Open After Dark. I'll talk to you next week, bro. If you're going to do a heel turn, that's the type of reaction you want for a heel turn. I don't care if there's one person in the arena or 100,000 people in the arena. If you're going to turn heel for a good reason, that's the type of response that you want. And Don did a great heel turn. He's getting booed out of the building. Let's go to Kansas. Let's kick our heels together three times and say there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Henry, more heat in the wrestling business right now, Don Callis or Dominic Mysterio, brother?
I think it's got to be Dom, and I hate Don Callis. But the way I was brought up, you respect your dad, you respect your mom. And so the way he disrespected them, to me, he's got the most heat.
So it's the relatableness of a child being disrespectful to his parents that does it for you.
Yeah, all storyline, I know, but to me, yes, the way he did that.
Henry, are you a dad by any chance?
Yes, I am.
So, like, if one of your children was to act towards you or your wife like Dom is acting towards his mom and dad, how do you respond to that?
I would beat his ass.
Oh, there you go. A little old-fashioned schooling right there. Beat his ass. There ain't nothing wrong with a good ass kicking every once in a while. Right, Henry?
Exactly. That's what he needed.
Hey, Henry, the way I see it, everybody's got to take a beating every once in a while.
Exactly.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at Fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.